I like peace. Call me crazy. I know bombs are popular, but I like peace. Call me silly. I don't get it. Let's, Glendale, Don, you're on Intervision on KPFK. Hey.
Hi, Michael, how are you doing tonight?
Good, better and better, thanks.
Wow, so much to talk about, so little time.
Yeah.
You know, this war is just crazy. I recently created a list of questions about the new freedom that the Iraqi people are going to be getting.
Yeah, since they've been liberated now.
Yeah, and as I wrote this list of questions asking things like, well, are they going to have free speech? Are they going to have freedom of democracy, so or representative democracy like we have here? And I started to ask these questions, and it occurred to me that a lot of freedoms that we probably should have in this country, we don't. And as I began to write this list, it occurred to me that, you know, Iraq might, if they get these freedoms, they might end up freer than this country is. Can you believe that?
I'd have to think about it. I suppose it's conceivable. I share your concern about the Homeland Security Act and steamrollering of our whole Bill of Rights and constitutional guarantees. It seems we're so ready anytime we get just a little bit frightened by our government that we're just willing to throw the whole damn Bill of Rights and the Constitution out if it'll promote an illusion that somehow we're safer. These are aspects of mass psychology that are not really that well understood. Who would ever think that Americans would, based on what happened on the 11th of September a year and a half ago, just roll over for throwing out this whole Constitution? And now we're fighting for freedom, but there's not much of it left. And of course, the guys doing the fighting, they don't have any rights. You join the U.S. military, you give up all of your rights. It's just so insane. It's really hard to stay oriented and reasonable, and much less enthusiastic and passionate.
Yeah, well, I wasn't even really referring to the impending losses of liberties. I was just saying how it is right now. I mean, in this country, we're free to take drugs as long as they're legal drugs. You know, there's always a catch. We're free to, have sex as long as it's, you're not in the wrong state. You know, some states still ban homosexual relations and such, and other kinds of things like that.
Oral sex between heterosexual couples in most of the southern states is illegal.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is our electoral process. You know, are they going to have an electoral college like we have here, or are they going to vote directly for their representatives? And furthermore, if they have elections, are they going to have the ability to control their own media? Are they, like the United States should be able to, but we, for some reason, don't. Are they going to be able to allow all of their candidates that are running equal opportunity on the media? I mean, we're not getting that here, but we should, I think. Don't you?
I for some reason, while you're speaking, I'm thinking of the new Bush-Cheney-Wolfowitz government of Iraq being a bunch of guys from the United States, like the government of Israel is full of people. Remember, Golda Meir was from Milwaukee. And so if we're going to set up another client state in the Middle East, it makes sense it would be run by Americans. Maybe it'll be Americans of Iraqi descent. Maybe it'll be Christian Americans. I don't know. But
yeah, what if the Iraqis decide in their freedom that they don't want U.S. influence? And they just say, hey, leave.
Well, I think then the military will still be there, and they'll just have to be shot.
Well, God, I hope not.
Well, at the rate they're killing kids, there won't be that many people left anyway. Half of Iraq now is children. Fully 50% of that nation is under 18.
And the situation in that country is dire, and I can only hope that by removing Saddam, if we've even done that, that that in the long run, that country may, you know, see an end to the sanctions and the humanitarian aid can begin to flow into the areas that need it the most. And believe me, there are plenty of areas that need plenty of aid in that country, and yeah. I just hope that they can get in there and do that. But I think I haven't
seen it yet.
Yeah, not yet, unfortunately. I got to call a ceasefire first, I think.
Keep in mind that if you've got a schoolyard bully, he doesn't have to beat up every kid in the schoolyard. He's only got to beat up one kid real badly and then say to all the other kids, "Want some of that? Now give me your lunch money." And that's exactly what's happened. We don't have to go now into Syria or Iran or Pakistan or Saudi Arabia, though we might. We don't have to. All we got to do is say, toe the line, or want some of this. We still got 300,000 troops. 300,000 troops in Iran. So if you send two-thirds of them home, you've still got 100,000 troops. And there never was. I mean, the Red Guard, the Iraqi military, where's their Air Force? They didn't even have a single airplane they could get up into. I mean, it's just so shameful, so pitiful. And nobody seems to be ashamed. They know no shame. It's like Rumsfeld ought to be apologizing. Like, "Oh, I'm so embarrassed." And George Bush, "Oh, I'm so ashamed of picking on a defenseless little wimpy nation." But then there's Grenada and Panama, and I mean, those are the only nations we invade, are the wimpy little nations with no military. Big, bad. Yeah, I wonder how much of this is just a proving ground for new weapon systems. You got that going on, too. There's so many influences here. And that's part of what makes it so insane. We try to understand it like there's one thing happening when there's a dozen or more things that are happening. A dozen or more different motives for doing what we're doing. So, okay, Don, I'm going to take a couple of more calls. How about a parting shot?
I just want to say thanks to you and to everyone listening. Have a great night, and peace out.
Thank you, bud. Thanks for calling. About 12 minutes before high midnight, reminder, stay tuned for Something's Happening with Roy of Hollywood at high midnight tonight.